The church is the people, not the steeple. Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for August the 2nd. Today we'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of Romans, chapter 16, verse 5. It reads like this: Greet also the church that meets in their home. In Paul's letter to the Roman believers, he gave greetings to the church that met in the home of Aquila and Priscilla. In those days, there were no church buildings, so the church met in homes or in public meeting facilities, such as the Hall of Tyrannus, which was mentioned as being the place they met in Ephesus. You can see that in Acts chapter 19. Paul had met Aquila and Priscilla in the city of Corinth on his second missionary journey there. They were Jewish tent makers who had moved from Rome to Corinth after Claudius Caesar deported the Jews. Paul, who also knew the tent-making trade, lived and worked with them in the city of Corinth, where they became his disciples and lifelong friends. Apparently, after the death of Claudius, Aquila and Priscilla returned to their home in Rome. It was to this couple and to the church that met in their home that Paul sent greetings in his book of Romans. When we confuse the church with the building, we stop the church on mission. We stop being the church on the move. It is important to remember that the church is the people, not the steeple. As followers of Christ, we don't go to church. We are the church. Let's pray. Father, thank you for grafting us into the body of Christ, which is the church. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit that we might glorify you today. We begin our day and desire to fill and end our day in continuous worship, for we are the church, the temple where you have chosen to abide. We surrender our bodies afresh to you as living sacrifices. Lead, guide, and direct us to your service today. In Jesus' name, amen.